Predicting Interstellar Radiation Fields from Chemical Evolution Models, by Mario Romero et al. We present a new method to obtain the interstellar radiation field, ISRF, of regions that contain stars, dust and gas. Starting from stellar spectra, we first run the radiative transfer code skirt to compute the mean intensity field due to the stellar component alone. Then, we import that result to the photoionization code cloudy to compute the emissivity and opacity of the given mixture of gas and dust as a function of wavelength. Finally, we ask skirt again to compute the mean intensity field, adding the total contribution of stars, gas and dust. This process is repeated iteratively, calling both codes sequentially in order to obtain increasingly accurate estimates. We have designed a first test, reminiscent of an HII region, that consists of a B star, approximated as a black body, surrounded by a spherical shell of gas and dust with uniform density. We find that the results of our three-dimensional radiative transfer method are in excellent agreement with a spherically symmetric cloudy simulation. As a realistic scientific application, we calculate the interstellar radiation field of a Milky Way-like galaxy based on two different chemical evolution models. Both of them give results broadly consistent with previous ones reported in the literature for the interstellar radiation field of our galaxy, albeit they systematically underestimate the mid-infrared emission, with significant differences in this range, as well as in the ultraviolet, stemming from the input stellar and ISM properties. These results show the feasibility of our method to incorporate radiative transfer to chemical evolution models, increasing their predictive power and using this interstellar radiation field to further constrain their parameters. Python source code to implement our method is publicly available at https://github.com/marioromaroc/mixclask. This was Predicting Interstellar Radiation Fields from Chemical Evolution Models, by Mario Romero et al.